Beware of hypocrisy. Meanwhile, many thousands of people had gathered to the point of stepping on one another. Jesus began speaking to his disciples first and said, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Everything concealed will be revealed, and every secret will be made known. Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light of day, and what you have whispered in the ear behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my dear friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but then are unable to do more than that. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear the one who, after killing the body, has the power to throw the person into hell. Yes, I tell you, this is the one to fear. They sell 5 sparrows for 2 pennies, and yet God does not forget a single one of them. But as for you, even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are more precious than many sparrows. I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me in the presence of other people, the one who became man will acknowledge him in the presence of God's angels. And anyone who denies me in the presence of other people will be denied in the presence of God's angels. Anyone who speaks a word against the one who became man can be forgiven. However, anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you to the religious courts and before rulers and men of authority, do not worry about how to defend yourselves or what to say, because the Holy Spirit will inspire you at that time with what you should say. Beware of greed. Then someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of the inheritance." Jesus said to him, "My friend, who appointed me judge or arbitrator over the two of you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out! Beware of all kinds of greed, because the abundant life is not found in having a lot of possessions." The Foolish Rich Man. Then he told them this parable. There was a rich man whose land produced an abundant crop. He thought to himself, "What should I do? I don't have a place in which to store my crop." Then he said, "I'll do this. I'll demolish my storehouses and build bigger ones, and I will gather into them all my grain and good things. And I will say to myself, 'Self, you have an abundance of good things put away for many years to come. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You foolish man, tonight your soul will be taken back from you. So all this that you have prepared, whose will it be?' This is the destiny of anyone who stores up riches for himself but is not rich in his service to God." God takes care of us. Then he told his disciples, "That is why I tell you not to worry about food for your subsistence or clothes for your bodies. For life is more important than food, and the body is more important than clothing. Consider the ravens. They do not plant or harvest, and they have no storehouse or warehouse. Yet God provides for them. And you are much more important than birds. Can any one of you, however much he worries, add even a single hour to his lifespan? So if these small matters are beyond your abilities, then why do you worry over the rest? Consider the lilies and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin thread, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory was dressed like one of them. Now if the grass, which is found today in the field and is thrown tomorrow in the fire, is clothed by God in this way, how much more will he clothe you yourselves, you of little faith? So don't be concerned about what you will eat and drink, and do not worry. All these things are what the people of this world chase after. As for you, your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek for his kingdom to spread, and these things will be given to you in addition to that. Don't be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to bless you with the kingdom." Treasure in Heaven. sell your possessions and donate the proceeds to those in need. Acquire for yourselves money bags that do not wear out, a treasure in heaven that does not run out, where no thief comes near it and no insect larvae spoil it. For your heart will be in the place where your treasure is. Get ready for the return of your master. Be ready, dressed, and with your lamps burning, like men waiting for the return of their master from a wedding banquet, so that when he arrives and knocks at the door, they can open it for him at once. How fortunate for those servants whom their master finds awake when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress for work, seat them at the dinner table, and come serve them. How fortunate for those servants if their master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or before dawn. Understand this. If the householder had known at which hour a thief was going to come, he would not have let his house be broken into. So you yourselves be ready as well, because the one who became man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him. The Faithful Manager. Peter asked, Master, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? Then our Lord Jesus said, Who is the wise, faithful manager whom his master can trust to give the other servants their share of food on time? He is the one who, when his master returns, is found by him to be carrying out his work. How fortunate for that servant! I tell you the truth, his master will put him in charge of all his assets. On the other hand, if that servant says to himself, My master will be delayed in coming back, and so he begins to beat the servants and the maids and to eat and drink and get drunk, then the master of that servant will come on a day he is not expecting him, at an hour he does not know, and he will punish him severely and assign his final place with the infidels. The servant who knows his master's will, but neither gets ready nor does what his master wants, will be beaten harshly. As for the one who does not know his master's will and does something that deserves a beating, he will be beaten lightly. From everyone who has been given much, much is required. And from everyone who has been entrusted with much, more is required. Not peace, but division. I have come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish it had indeed already caught fire. I have sufferings before me in which I must be immersed, and I will be in severe distress until they end. Do you suppose I have come to bring about peace on the earth? Certainly not, but rather division. From now on, five people in one family will be divided against each other, three against two and two against three, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, and mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Spiritual foolishness. Then he said to the crowd, When you see a cloud rising in the west, right away you say, It's going to rain. And it does rain. And if the south wind blows, you say, A heat wave is coming. And a heat wave does come. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, so how is it you don't know the current situation? Why can't you recognize for yourselves what is right? For example, if your opponent takes you to court, make an effort while you're on the way to settle with him. Otherwise, he may drag you to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the policeman, and the policeman will put you in prison. I assure you that you will not get out of there until you have paid the last penny you owe.